Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And I don't know, so many things going on, so many things to talk about, but nothing going on in the old marketplace. We're just continuing that range-bound trade. Everybody waiting for Dr. Yellen. Calling Dr. Yellen. Can you come to the front, please? Anyways, we're going to see, I guess, tomorrow what the jobs number brings. And, of course, I don't know what it'll bring that we don't already know. But, you know, it's I guess it's something to talk about. It's more ridiculous garbage that has become the regular way of thinking of our economic situation, that we continue to try to do things that make absolutely no sense and try to make sense out of them. Isn't that lovely? We got an economy that's a mess. We got the people running the economy are a bigger mess. So how are we gonna get our way out of this mess if we continue to ignore the overall problem, if we continue to stay away from the probabilities of what's wrong? Now, some interesting things are happening. The banks, the financial stocks are starting to rally, indicating that they believe that the Fed's going to give the all clear to raise rates. The dollar has been strong, another sign that they think it's all clear. The bonds have been a tad weak, not horrible. Another sign. So the big question is, will the Federal Reserve have the balls to step up and raise interest rates? Because the real truth out of everything is, the only way that we get out of this malaise, like that big word, I had to use a dictionary, the only way we get out of this is by raising rates. Now, you can say, well, you know, the market might fall apart. So what? What's the difference if the market falls apart? Okay, we're not worried about the market. We're worried about the entire economy. The market will be just fine. The market will do what it's supposed to do. And if they would leave it to its own devices, it would do it anyways. But, you know, we have people that like to, you know, try to show how smart they are with their theory. And their theory is wrong, as usual. Okay, so at the end of the day, here we are once again waiting for who else? Janet Yellen. Okay, I mean, you know, it's become almost comical to watch what's supposed to be the smartest people in the room do absolutely nothing and kind of boast about it. I mean, it becomes to a point. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of businesses, a lot of people are in a lot of trouble. Okay. And, you know, you may not see it, but I'm telling you, it's a fact, because you cannot stymie, you cannot stifle true markets. They eventually will win out. And you can play with it for as long as you want. Okay. But at the end of the day, there's going to be some action and some movement that will go back into the free markets. The free markets will eventually, I think, take over. But, you know, so far they've had their foot on the gas, and the beginning of it was fine. But I think it started falling apart in 2013 when Bernanke refused and succumbed to the pressure of the market. But at the end, what do we have? We have nothing. We have a mess. We have a system that needs liquidity, which doesn't have any liquidity right now. Okay. But you are seeing some movement in the banks, which would be a good sign. You've seen some collapsing. I wouldn't call it collapsing, but you've seen some pressure in gold. You've seen a lot of pressure in the oil markets. You've seen a tremendous amount of pressure in the commodity markets, indicating that a stronger dollar is near, and a stronger dollar is going to directly be resulted from the raising of rates, because more money will flow here. The more people will chase the U.S. dollar, the reserve, the true reserve currency. And at the end of the day, okay, we should be fine. But it ain't going to be easy. There's going to be certainly some punishment along the way in the financial markets, and that's fine. They'll recover. They've recovered before. Again, we can't worry about the nonsense of one part of the world that doesn't even produce anything. Okay? I mean, let's worry about production and growing and getting jobs. That should be what our overall concern is the job market. Okay? We are going to have tomorrow a jobs report. And, you know, if it's anything like yesterday's ADP, it'll be about on par, 180. And, of course, President Obama will come out boasting at what a great job they're doing creating jobs as with one hand. And the other hand, they, you know, continue to pay people less money to survive. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing when you have somebody there that can spew and disregard the actual facts, okay, to make a good story. Okay, it's amazing that we can continue to avoid the truth. You know, it reminds me of Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. I mean, you know, let's face it, the truth is the economy is in trouble. And until we can bring back small business, it's going to remain that way. And unfortunately, until the Fed gets off their ass and raises rates, that will continue to be the problem. So I guess, you know, tomorrow's number is a big deal. You know, it shouldn't be that big of a deal, but we're obviously making into it. I mean, we've got, believe it or not, we've got 34 days in a row of basically less than a 1% move in either direction. So, you know, we can talk about all the stuff we want, but at the end of the day, here we are, okay, still talking about the same thing. And to me, this is where we have to, you know, start to pan out and figure out a better method. We know what we've been doing for the last 8 years is not working. So we know that, right? I mean, I think that's pretty factual, okay? Because companies have been able to buy back stock. The stock market has gone up, but the true measure of the economy has not really improved. So here we are waiting with bated breath for the good old doctor. Doctor, doctor, I need help. 911, call emergency. And of course, I am sure that they will not make the correct decision. And that has just been their nature and their ability to do nothing and do it poorly. So it should be more of the same. No matter what the number is, I'm sure they're hoping for a bad number, because I know she doesn't really want to raise rates, in my opinion. So we'll see. But in the meantime, a lot of bad things are brewing and percolating, and we'll come back after the break and talk about more of what's going on. And in the meantime, when you miss an episode, you know that it is libertytalk.fm to get the Bubba Show and to get the Sporting Edge. That makes you, you know, one of my people that downloads my show and joining the over 240,000 people that are now downloading it. In the meantime, check out BubbaTrading.com as we continue to try to write and bring good information to you, because that's what we like to do. We like to entertain and we like to educate. That is The Bubba Show and BubbaTrading.com. And we're going to step out of a break. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never... Oh, I said that yesterday. Anyways, so again, we've beaten the Fed to death, and there isn't much more to say about those people. I mean, they're not going to do the right thing. So let's move on. And now I want to talk a little bit about the illegal immigration and, you know, some of the things that have been said and done over the years. You know, many believe, in Milton Friedman being one, that immigration to allow people to come to work and fill jobs where necessary is a good thing. And of course, what he did say is that, but not to become a welfare state. And of course, we have more, I would almost believe there might be more illegals collecting welfare and benefits than legals. Now, I don't know the numbers. I'm just, you know, spouting off. But the point is, I believe the number is over $100 billion a year that we are paying for people that do not belong here. Okay? Now, I understand all the laws and everything that's going on regarding illegal immigration. And I have no problem with them coming to work. But I can't in my life fathom how we can supply benefits. I want to know why your paycheck and my paycheck go to support people that do not pay taxes, to people that are not legal residents of this country, to people that, you know, again, I have nothing against them, and of course I'd like to see them come in legally, but I want to know, you know, why our benefit system and our welfare system give so much away to so many people that don't contribute in any way, shape, or form to that. And you wonder why our entitlement numbers are so high. I mean, can we catch a break here and quit with the supplying everybody? You know, one thing that's interesting is a lot of people that come over here illegally, they've got the system nailed down. They figured out faster than the people that have been here forever. And of course, they're grabbing every benefit they can get. Whereas if you go out to get benefits or something, you may have trouble getting them. So obviously, there's a flaw in the system. There's a flaw in the way we give it, the way we get it, and who we give it to. And I think that it needs to be fixed, of course. But it goes into the entire system of the free money environment. It goes in the entire system of keep giving because they can vote. But the problem is a lot of the people that are getting, they're not voters, they're not legal, and they're just taking the money. Now, I think that you have to make some change here. Okay, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I just care that we get the right setup, okay, so that we don't continue to throw the money away. I mean, if you're going to throw it away, throw it my way. Okay, maybe I'll go on and get some entitlement benefits. Okay, I mean, you know, if we're gonna throw it in a garbage can, you can throw it to me. Okay, I don't understand how the people in charge can't figure out what the hell's wrong. I mean, it certainly would be a hell of a lot better if we had some way of tracking down who's getting the money. Are they a legal citizen or are they illegal? Okay. Now, I get the emergency room, and of course, many of the illegals use the emergency room as a doctor's office now because they have no health care. But should we not do something to change that model? Isn't it time that we quit giving away everything to everybody? I'm not saying we shouldn't help out our own, but I do have a problem when my money that I work hard for goes to somebody who A, doesn't deserve it, B, doesn't belong here. Why am I paying it? Okay. And unfortunately, I don't have a choice. And I think that's the bigger problem, is we don't have a choice. Okay. So at the end, why aren't we doing a better job at tracking that down? Okay. And putting ourselves in a better position to make sure that we all get our just desserts or what is coming to us. That, to me, makes more sense. I mean, I know it's too logical for our current government in place. And again, I'm not blaming anyone in particular. You know, this is not new. This didn't just start 8 years ago. Okay. As much as I'd like to blame everything on the current administration, that would be kind of hard for me to do because, again, that didn't just start, 8 years ago. This has been going on forever. And we continue to ignore it. It's kind of like we continue to ignore terrorism. We continue to ignore other issues and other problems in the world. And why should we? Why is it that we can't step up and be the lead instead of the follower? Why is it that our security is only good, and we have the best in the world, but why is it only good when we have to be? Why don't, if we were the aggressor and we took care of things better, wouldn't we be in better shape? And wouldn't we avoid a lot of these problems? That, to me, seems to be more logical. Of course, I understand we're not in a logical situation right now. And, of course, the chief is certainly not logical. But wouldn't that make more sense and more logic if we were ready to act like that? I mean, to me, it would make more sense to, as Barney Fife used to say, nip it in the bud. Why not be the aggressor when it comes to terrorism? Why not be the aggressor when it comes to illegal aliens? Why not be the aggressor when it comes to paying out benefits and make sure that we're taking care of business? I mean, we could afford to probably employ millions of people just to check this out and pay out less than we're paying out now. Okay, so what's the issue? What's the problem? Why can't the people in charge see that they can't, what they're doing is not working? I mean, is that not the Albert Einstein quote? Okay, you know, if you're whatever you're doing, if what you're doing is not working, doing it over again in the same way is insanity. I mean, are we insane now? Are we going? We're two. The country's 240 years old. Are we getting dementia here? I mean, what happened to let's take charge? Let's be the strongest country in the world because we are, and let's let everybody know it, and let's let them know that you're not going to come here and steal from the United States of America. You're not going to come over here and bomb the United States of America. You're not going to do the things you're doing because we're in charge and we're on watch. Okay, what happened to that? When is it that we're going to get back to being in charge and showing the leadership instead of waiting until bad things happen? I have a problem with that because, again, there's a lot of people in this country that are starving, but yet we're worried about other places. There's a lot of people in this country starving that are citizens that aren't getting all the same benefits as some of the people that don't belong here. So how do we fix it, and how are we going to make it better? When does somebody step up and say, hey, there's a better way to do this? And we're basically doing it backwards. I mean, I know nobody would ever admit the fact that they're doing it backwards, but I would say that they're doing it backwards. To me, I think the solutions, and maybe I'm oversimplifying, but I think the solutions are fairly simple. But I know one thing for sure. Okay, this I do know. What they're doing now don't work. Okay? What's going on now is not working. So we've recognized that. So now why can't we recognize how to fix it? We got the smartest people in the world in this country. Okay? Why can't anybody step up and say, I want to fix this damn problem because it's ridiculous already and it's time to fix it? Okay, that's what I want to know. So when is somebody going to step up and say, let's fix this problem because it ain't getting any better until we step in and take care of it? That's my thoughts. Okay, let's fix the problems. Let's go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show. That would help solve some problems. Okay, and let's download the Sporting Edge. Okay, let's go to BubbaTrading.com because we got the problem solved there. At least we have a lot of the financial stuff solved there. I wish they'd let me solve the rest, but unfortunately, they won't. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to stop out for a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Fly me to the moon.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back. It's Bubba. It's the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And as you know, yesterday or on Wednesdays, I do RFD Radio with Marlon Bowling. And I had some pretty good things to say and pretty interesting to see how the markets actually played out versus what I told Marlon before the markets opened. So let's go hear what I had to tell Marlon Bowling yesterday morning on RFD Radio.
Horowitz standing by. He is of course, with BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. He has a great website, a wealth of information about the markets, and he does great educational programs as well to train people, especially young folks, about how to do risk management through the markets. And Todd, thanks for joining us here on the program. Good to have you aboard.
Marlon, it's always great to be with you, man. You know, I wish we had better news to report, but it's always great to be here.
Yeah, these markets have really been sagging here this week. Now, that was something that you have been talking about for quite a while. And if I recall, last time we talked, you said you weren't going to be overly alarmed about it. You were expecting it, but you weren't ready to jump out of bed just yet.
You know, I'm not. I mean, you know, I look at it from, you know, a couple of different perspectives. But what I'm seeing here is, you know, I think we're trying to now make some bottoms here. You know, we look at the grain space. You know, we're down 6 days in a row. And I mean, we've seen in corn and wheat, we're seeing 5, 6, or 7 year lows here now. And I think somewhere in here, we're going to find a bottom to bounce off of. Now, what I'm really concerned about is how the bounce comes. I don't want to see a straight up dead cat bounce rally, like we kind of saw yesterday in the cattle markets. I want to kind of see it build the base, build the bottom, and then start to trend higher. So that will really determine if I'm ready to jump in here as a buyer, which unfortunately I'm already in myself, but I will look here to see. Now, soybeans, a little bit different. They are kind of in this range bound. You know, 943 was the low they put in last week or the week before. We're down to 944 as we speak, and we'll see how we trade from here. But this should hold here, and I would not be at all surprised to see a run back up to 10. We're kind of in this 940, 950 to $10 range in the bean market. But overall, the entire space looks like under tremendous pressure, which makes sense based on if we're going to see some rate rise from the Federal Reserve. Everybody's kind of waiting for this jobs number on Friday that may determine what the Fed's going to do. The dollar is already assuming that the rates are going to rise. You know, we see the dollar up to 96, you know, 17 right now. And last week we talked about 94. So the dollar is anticipating an increase and a rise in rates, which will be not real good for the moment. But I believe that the markets in agriculture are already pricing in this stronger dollar. And I think once it actually happens, I think we will find a reason to rally. I think we're at levels now that certainly
The risk is to being, if you're trying to short this market here or selling here, I'm definitely a fan of putting in storage or at least holding here, because I don't see, you know, a heck of a lot more downside, whereas I do see the opportunity for a heck of a market to the upside here once we get through all this political and outside market crap that we've been going through.
Now, today, of course, is the final trading day of the month of August, so that could lead to some unusual trading, as there may be some book squaring going on today. But also, today is first notice day on your September contracts for things like wheat and corn and oats and rice and the entire soy complex. And it's the last trading day on August live cattle. How much is that going to come into play here today?
It can come into effect, but these we have a couple of things going on, Marlon. First of all, it is basically a holiday week. I mean, you know, other than farmers, you know, most people are already gone for vacation. You know, so we've got thinner markets, which could create, obviously, in thinner markets, you could get more action that would be more what we would call artificial action because the markets are going to be thin. It may create, you know, typically you'd see when these things go into delivery, typically a little bit of a spike to the upside, which could help make these markets rally a little bit. But again, I'm more concerned at how we rally, not just if we rally. I want to see not a straight up move, you know, as we saw yesterday in cattle. You know, we saw that we saw them hit bottoms and then spike higher after the bottoms were hit. I'm not really looking for that. That's more of a dead cat or a knee jerk reaction of a short covering a rally. I want to see a bottom built. I want to see it kind of hold here. And I think we might see one of those quick dead cat bounces in the grain space because, again, you're talking about some first notice could create some action. But overall, looking, you know, down the road, I can't be a new buyer here for at least a few days and probably middle of next week, because I have to see a good solid action that proves to me that they've actually seen the bottom, which I think we're close. If we're not there, I think we're very close, but we now have to get some confirming action that will help us determine that bottom is in.
All right. Well, Todd, I want to take a break, and we'll pause for a word from our sponsors. But when we come back, I want to talk with you more about some of the comments you made recently in your newsletter that you put out. And maybe if somebody wants to figure out what that's about, they can figure out how to get their own version of it. And we'll share all that info when we come back. We're talking with Todd Horowitz. We'll be back right after this. On the Wednesday morning edition of Commodity Wrap, I'm Marlon Bowling with you. Stan McLeod running the board for us today. On the phone, we have Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. And Todd, right before the break, I was talking about this newsletter that you put out, and I believe you put out numerous ones, actually. And then, of course, you have your own website where you have a bunch of market-related information on there as well. But I know with the volatility we've seen in the markets and the sudden changes we've seen here in the last couple of weeks, you have been coming out with recommendations, maybe changes to some strategies that folks might want to consider. Is that some information that is available to the general public, or is that all very private?
It's very private. There is obviously general information that I love to share with everybody, but then I also work with you know, many farmers and producers on putting together, helping them their marketing plan and helping them hedge their overall business, because obviously it's a business model. And then, of course, we have a weekly newsletter, which if there's information that needs to be updated, like this morning, I've already updated for this week, because what we wrote on Saturday, which it usually comes out, it basically exactly happened the way we thought it would happen. So now we have to have everybody aware of what we're expecting next, because there is some important things going to happen in here, I think, in the next few days. Again, the holiday does throw a little quirk in it, but I think there's things that are happening that we have to be very much aware. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, hedging your feed costs now. I mean, you're talking about corn at such low prices. I mean, I'd be hedging the upside and protecting what my feed cost is for next year.
So that, the turnaround that we saw in the cattle market yesterday, that surprised a lot of folks. What kind of opportunities or problems does that present to the marketing plans?
Now, we know it didn't surprise us, Marlon. I was out with you yesterday afternoon, and we talked about this very thing happening. I think this is, I would personally, and again, I wrote this morning, I would like to see them open a little bit lower this morning. I think this could be an opportunity. I think if you look at the October FATS, 105 was my number. We got down under the 103 yesterday, but came back and closed over 107. So if we can stay here and even test, you know, 106, 105 again, I would have no problem with that. I'd like to see it build up and hold now above 105. I think in the feeders, you know, we were looking at In our basis October, we were looking at 132 to 133. We get down to 133.70 and ended up at 139. So those are pretty good moves. Now, those might be a little bit quick. This is the concern that I have, that they might have been just short covering and straight up moves, which is why I would prefer to see a little soft opening, which would give me a better indication that we're probably going to, we probably have seen the bottoms. Now, if we open higher, I would think that I'm going to be looking for probably a spot to sell them for a short-term trade, because that would indicate to me that this is more short covering and not a real bottom yet. And that's what, this is going to be very important the next couple of days. And the only thing that's going to throw a little bit of a monkey wrench is the lesser than normal volume because of the holiday coming up on Monday.
And folks, I can attest to that. He did actually call this a day or two before it happened. It was amazing. And he did say at the time, he said his worst fear was that it would turn around and rocket higher too fast. And that's exactly what he's talking about this morning. So that was amazing. Todd, if somebody wants more information, or how do they want to get in contact with you, what do you prefer? Which way?
You know, it's Bubba at BubbaTrading.com. You can directly email me. You can go to the website at BubbaTrading.com and certainly go to, you contact me from there. And we're going to have, we're putting together another webinar pretty soon here to help people out and, you know, give some free training. And we, I mean, get, listen, the bottom line, Marlon, is I want to help the farmers and producers. I want to make it a better life for them and help them with the things that aren't there, they aren't expert at, and that's what we always try to do. So we put a lot of information out there, we do a lot of writing, and to try to help you understand what we see as part of the actual market versus just actually what farming and producing. So we want to make sure that we help everybody be more successful, because there's ways to do things and ways to make you better.
Well, and we appreciate it. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate it. Todd Bubba Horowitz with BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. We'll take another quick
Todd Bubba Horowitz, that's me. But, okay, so, again, we're watching markets, we're watching action, we're watching activity, and we want markets to do things in a certain manner, because we can tell by the way they operate, by reading the footprint, what they are actually thinking, okay? It's interesting, but it's true, okay? The all-important footprint of the market is what we're really looking at as traders, as farmers, as producers, because that really gives you a better handle. And so yesterday's action was really no surprise, that because we wanted them to actually, in cattle, we wanted them to open lower, and they did not. They opened higher, and then they immediately, the sellers came in, which indicates that if they can't hold the 136 level or 135 level in the feeders and the 105, 106 in the fats, that there may be some more, unfortunately, some more downward pain on the markets. But we'll see. We'll see how they play. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show, as well as the Sporting Edge. And make sure you go check out BubbaTrading.com. We're in the middle of some great classes right now. Futures, be a part-time day trader in futures, as well as hedging and options. In the meantime, we're going to stop out here for a break. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
Written by Fred Ebb and John Kander.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. So what is up and what is going on and what's happening? Well, you know, we've been talking all day about the things that have been happening. And, of course, now, of course, we see the continued collapse or selling in the commodity markets. You know, we're seeing gold get just absolutely crippled. Gold is down. Oil is getting crippled. But, of course, it's really not getting crippled, right? Because we said when it got to 50, we wanted to be sellers. And when it gets to 40, we're going to be buyers. Okay? The grain markets are getting torched, which is a problem. Okay? It's a problem because, A, our farmers are losing money. Our farmers are getting beat up. And you know, you got to think about it. You know, they work, you know, 7 days a week when they're working, and, you know, they're just not getting paid. And it'd be nice even if they could break even. But, of course, at the current pace, it isn't even. It's ugly. It's even uglier. And, you know, this problem is that the goods that you get that go along with these are not coming down in price. So we're still paying the tab, but the guy in the middle is not paying the tab. Because on the outside, us, we're getting slammed. And in the middle, at the other side, they're getting slammed. And guess what? How are we going to fix that? Okay. That becomes the bigger problem, is how do you fix it? Okay. Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to straighten out the overall economy, because that will help the free market decide versus somebody else deciding for us. But so not only the grain's getting waxed over, but so is the cattle. Now, again, you know, these things cost money. It takes labor. There's production. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And if we don't handle it and handle it correctly, it's only going to get ugly. Okay. And at the end of the day, these are problems that are created. And unfortunately, they're created for no reason. Okay. You know, when you decided to, you know, when we got into a world economy and we allowed, you know, people to do things that weren't natural, it creates, you know, an overall problem, and you're hurting the curve, okay, of where supply comes from and how much there is. So I think it needs to be, you know, that needs to be rectified. I think the, you know, the whole situation has become rather messy, and it's not showing a lot of signs of getting better. Now, I do believe that the markets, the ag markets, have probably hit somewhere near bottom. I think they're overpricing in the strength of the dollar. I think they're to me, this is an interesting little tidbit, but let's walk back for a minute to options. Options use a model called implied volatility, which is a model that kind of quotes out future price, okay, or movement. And that's a very simplified explanation, but that's kind of what happens. And then, of course, stocks use something called beta. And a lot of times things get overpriced in to begin with. And I think we probably are seeing, the reason I think we're coming near lows here is I think that the markets have actually overpriced in. I think, for example, the ag markets have already priced in a rate hike based on what the dollar is going to do. I think that that tells us, so I think when it finally comes, I think that it'll already have been priced in, which means that we should be in much better shape. And I think that's why I think that we're somewhere near a bottom. Now, I'd like to see, you know, when I say a bottom, I'd like to see the markets hold down here for a while, but kind of flatten. Okay, I'm tired of looking at every day a lower low. So we have to stop making lower lows in the market and start to make a little bit of higher lows, or at least equal lows. And if we can start to do that, that would indicate that a bottom may be in place. Now, I will say to you now, this on the first day of September, that there will probably be some pretty good rallies coming. Now, I do not want to see one of those monster rallies. I mean, it would help me personally because I'm long and I could get out. But I would rather see a trend building rally, a flattening bottom, or a rounding bottom. I don't want to see the big offshoot up from here. I want to see a market that starts to build a base and starts to run up gently. You know, we saw the big flyer on Tuesday in the cattle markets. Of course, they subsequently just sold off again. If you see a big spike up move, all that usually means is that either the shorts are getting out and there's going to be new shorts coming in, new money, or they're squeezing them. So now, typically the sells will come right back in. Now, if we can start to build down here, I think that that would give us a whole better case. Now, I know that the commercials are buying. Again, it doesn't matter because they still ain't going up, and we don't have the equity to hold like they do. But you know, I think that you're going to see a bottoming process, I hope, because, again, if we get the big rally, then we'll probably have more to go on the downside. But I believe, based on what I've seen, that we're probably pretty close. So I would be looking, you know, if I'm a farmer and I'm a producer, I'm holding. I'm not selling here. Okay. Now, again, if you have to store and pay for storage, well, then you have to weigh the value of how much you have to pay versus everything else. But let's say that you don't have to pay. Okay. Then I would just store. Okay. So we have to look at where we're going from there. Okay. And kind of base it on how that model is going to work out for us. But I do believe that we are seeing you know, again, I believe the bottoming process is here. I believe that, you know, things are going to get better in certain spaces. And I think that we've already built in about as much bad news as they can build in these markets. Okay. And that, I think, is the case. And it happens in all markets. It's not just the agricultural markets. All markets have a tendency to overshoot the mark. So, you know, we'll see if I am indeed am correct, which I believe I am. I certainly believe that buying down here is a hell of a lot less risk than selling down here. I would never be a seller or a shorter down here, because I think there you're looking, you're as they say, you're cruising for a bruising, because you're going to get a spike. Now, whether or not it's a spike off the bottom or not, that we don't know yet. But I would tend to say that if it's a straight up spike and we get, you know, one of these, a couple of days in a row, we just go flying. To me, that would just be an opportunity to sell. But if we get some steady movement, I think that'd be an opportunity to buy. And that's why I think you watch, you know, the feeders and the fats, and, you know, we gave you some levels there. But, you know, overall, I think, you know, we have seen pretty much the lows. And if you just go back and look at hogs, you know, for the previous 6 months, you'll see exactly what we're looking for and exactly what I expect to happen, because what you'll see is that, you know, they crushed them. They took them down, then they blew them off to the downside, and we started to turn around. Now, you've also already started to have a panic in the cash markets. So once everybody pukes it out, that leaves it clear for a market to trend higher. Now, I don't know that anything's going to happen, you know, today or tomorrow or Monday, excuse me, Tuesday, because Monday's a holiday. But I think what you're going to look for is, you know, once we get back to business and we get some real trade, and once these September futures come off the board, okay, I think that, you know, we can see something. Now, we could see some artificial stuff tomorrow, you know, just because the futures are coming off. But overall, I think that, again, I'm looking to be for spots to be a buyer. I think that overall, it's going to turn out to be a bull scenario. I think they've puked on them about as much as they can. But again, it's not time to be aggressive. We need to have the footprint confirm what we're seeing. And when that happens, I think we start to, you know, delve back in and be a player, because that's really what I think we're going to be. I think we're going to see higher prices. I think that we get much higher prices coming. You know, so I'd like to see how it plays out. But meantime, be careful, relax, and don't get too excited here. Let's let them trade and let's let them find the footprint. In the meantime, when you miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm gets you the Bubba Show as well as the Sporting Edge. And that will do it. For today's Bubba Show, this is Todd Bubba Horowitz, the Bubba Show. Everybody have a great day. I always appreciate you being here, and thank you so much. And thanks for all the great emails. And if anybody wants to email me and say, hey, Bubba@BubbaTrading.com. Until tomorrow, everybody have a great day. Jobs in the morning. We'll see what happens. We'll see you tomorrow. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.